Welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is your boy Chad Hoy.
And I'm Cameron.
Weaver.
Sorry. if you don't know that by now, maybe this is your first time listening.
Hello.
And now they're gone. All right, cool. Cameron Weaver here, Chad Hoy. Guys, we missed a week, okay? Let's clear the air right away. We missed a week. We're sorry. It happens sometimes. We've been doing consistently week after week content since the first week of the year. So you're welcome. That's a huge improvement from when we started. So sorry, Chad. It's Chad's fault.
It is 100% my fault. I was on a vacation and I'm moving. And actually, it was less of a vacation. It was actually pretty stressful being in someone's wedding. I mean, like, it was cool. It was in a different place, but I was just stressed out in another area more than I was on vacation, to be honest. We'll get into that later. But, yeah, it's 100% my fault. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, BB boys and BB girls. And you took it out on us by not sending us any fucking hate mail. So thank you. Yeah, that was really – I understand you guys are upset because you just ignored us all two weeks. Yeah.
Y'all, like, what are we supposed to do at the end of this episode? Just end it? We don't know how to do that.
Well, I know how to end it. I've actually been thinking about it for years.
Oh.
Yeah, not a good joke. Okay. Jesus. Wow, that one didn't land.
Tell Chad why he should end it in the comment section down below
and in some freaking hate mail, you dingus, you ding dong danguses.
Whew, it's been a long 2 weeks. Usually I feel like Cam's on my wavelength, but right there, just didn't feel like
I wasn't ready.
He appreciated that one.
And I'm a little sleepy, so I'm not in the mindset to handle that joke.
But fair enough. Go on.
Guys, a lot's happened in 2 weeks, but I can't remember most of it. I only have one story.
Me neither.
But guys, we're glad to be back. We're sorry. We get it. But in a way, it's kind of comforting to know that so many of you were upset.
There were like four people that complained, honestly. It was that many.
The four of you that matter.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That was rude. Well, I went and saw Valerian in IMAX 3D with my buddy Mitchell. And I got hammered beforehand. I went to a place called Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, that wasn't an accident.
Yeah, Dick and Boner's isn't my joke anyway. But I went to Dave and Buster's for the first time. Didn't play any games, so that's a mistake, I guess. But
yeah,
I went to the bar and I drank their cocktails. Had two of them real quick. And then I had a Lagunitas IPA.
Those are good. Oh, we're 5 minutes into this and I'm annoyed.
And then I ate some buffalo wings, but that did not curb my alcohol.
Enthusiasm. Oh, alcohol.
Curb
yeah.
Your Alcohol, starring Jerry Davis.
Starring Ben and Jerry's.
Starring Ben and Jerry's. Big Ben and Jerry Katsopoulos. But then we're going to go see Atomic Blonde. And
ooh,
I know, I kind of wanted to see it, but I kind of don't. Here's my thing about Atomic Blonde.
No.
I want it to be a serious action movie. I don't want it to be just some big old dumb Hollywood executive boner fest. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Like, okay, so I don't want them to over-sexualize this Charlize Theron in this girl. But, like, I want it to be a cool movie, and I'm afraid that it won't be. I'm afraid that it's going to be, like, the opposite of Wonder Woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want that. And I especially don't want to go and see it by myself, because then I would look like that man who was arrested in New Jersey in the Emoji movie.
Oh, yeah. He was pooping during the movie.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay.
He was Jay Owen.
He was Jay Owen.
Yeah. Sure about that.
Jay Owen Wilson.
Wow. Yeah, he's related to Luke and Owen Wilson. I was about to say that.
And he was Jay Owen in the Emoji Movie, and I didn't want people to think I would J.O. watching Atomic Blonde by myself, you know. You know, the only two people who've ever been shot in a theater are Abraham Lincoln and the guy in front of
Pee Wee Herman. Yeah.
In the back of the head.
Yeah. Real quick.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to do to not get caught jacking off at Atomic Blonde is to just not jack off at Atomic Blonde.
I agree.
It's not like just because you're going to see it alone, they're going to like have eyes on you. They're going to be like, oh, this perv.
That's true.
You know?
But I guess that's a good point, because I wasn't going to go see Atomic Blonde and jack off.
Good. No one should.
That wasn't my plan. But some man in New Jersey went to the Emoji Movie knowing that it would be either completely empty because it's terrible or full of children. I don't know why. That could have been the scenario. And if he was going in there with the mindset, I'm going to fucking jack off.
Yeah.
No matter what, nothing's going to stop me. And he turns that corner up that ramp and he sees like 50 children. He's like, well, time to scar some kids.
Looks like I'm a pedophile today, boys.
Looks like I won't be able to pick my niece up from school ever again. Looks like I won't be able to go down a slide ever again.
That guy has family. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah. What did they think?
This felon has a family.
That's my favorite true TV show.
This felon has a family. No, but this guy has a family, and he's just jerking it in the Emoji Movie. Maybe that's why he did it. Maybe he knew it'd be national news. Maybe he was like, "No one would jack off to this, so
this is how I'm gonna jack famous. Off to this."
Yeah, and he's Jersey guy, so he's like, "No one would jack off to this movie, so I'm gonna jack off to this movie." You jack offs. That's my best Jersey accent.
Sorry.
I'm walking here.
Those little crunch bites were just so good. It turned me on. I can't help it. I'm jacking here. Huh? I just love their crunch.
Jacking you. So I'm imagining a taxi in the movie theater. Beep, beep. Hey, I'm jacking here. Come on, guy.
Hey, step out of that cab. See how tough you are, eh? I have the worst.
I got one shot for you, Paulie. I got one shot for you.
Oh, man. So, we're going to go see Atomic Blonde.
Man, we got off track hard, huh?
So, we got there, and we were at Dave & Buster's, and we were getting real lit. And we walked over to the movie theater because they're in the same building. We were being responsible. And we get up to the ticket counter, and it's 7:31, and the movie was supposed to start at 7:30. And I'm like, Mitchell, there are no tickets for a 7:30 showing of Atomic Blonde. He's like, yeah, there are. And I'm like, no. And then he's like, oh, maybe it's because it's 7:30. And so like, we're like, whatever. So we ask, and they're like, no, Atomic Blonde starts at 9. And I'm like, what? No. Huh. So that's how we ended up seeing Valerian, because that was the next showing of any good movie. At 8:15 in IMAX 3D. So I spent $18.11 after I already spent $40 at Dave & Buster's on booze and wings.
Jesus, Cameron.
I know. And then I bought two Blue Moons at the movie theater. Do you know
Cameron!
Do you know how much two Blue Moons cost at Opry Mills?
$20 at least.
$22.
Oh, my God.
They're $11. After tip? Like $11.43. And
before tip?
I left a dollar tip on both.
Oh, that's... Come on, man. That's
technically
not even
bad, but all she did was... It's like, I don't leave a tip when they fill up my frozen Coke, do I? No, it's the same thing. It's $11 for a 22-ounce beer that could suck my dick. There's a tip. Sorry, that was aggressive.
A tip.
She was, yeah. See?
Speaking
she
of
was,
tips.
She was just doing her job. I wasn't mad at her. I was mad at the establishment.
Yeah, well, you took it out on her. So really, what's the better option here?
Take
you know?
It out on her. I gave her $1 for doing nothing.
You sound real Jerry Seinfeld right now.
Curb your beer prices, Aubrey Mills. So we go and see Valerian in 3D. I'm sauced, and oh my gosh, I loved that movie. Cara Delevingne, I've had a crush on her for a long time anyway.
I love her. She's in that?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, dude. She is so, so attractive.
I love me the British babes.
Hey, she just released a single, a musical single on Spotify. It's Cara not very good. But I will support my Cara Delevingne.
Cute. That's cute.
A Cara Delove her.
Cameron, shut the hell up, please.
Cara Delevingne's in there, and I loved it. But halfway through
she's
the movie...
She's in the theater?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm joking. Oh. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Nashville, she could have been, right?
That's true. Everyone's there. I saw Claire Bowen from the hit show Nashville at my local sports bar. Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, yeah, it makes sense.
Where was I? Okay, so halfway through the movie, yeah. Spoiler alert, Rihanna shows up. Rihanna is in this movie. And mind you, I'm now halfway through this movie. It's a long movie. Halfway through this movie at my peak level of drunkenness.
Hell yeah.
And there aren't a lot of people in the theater, except there is a couple in front of us.
Of course.
So, Rihanna shows up, which is startling enough to a sober person at this point in the movie. But yeah. Her character in the movie is a shape-shifting blob.
Oh.
So this shape-shifting blob decided to take on the persona of American superstar. Well, she's not American, but she lives in America. She's an American citizen. Americans, okay, she takes the form of Rihanna. And she does this really weird, like, four-minute musical performance. Ew. And she's, like, doing a striptease for Valerian, and she's, like, transforming into all these different outfits. And, of course, I'm sitting there going... I'm going to back up because apparently I was screaming. What? Is that Rihanna? Mitchell! Mitchell, is that Rihanna? Holy crap, why is Rihanna in this movie? How is she doing so many costume changes? What is going on? And the guy in front of me, the first interaction I had with this man and the last, yelled, shut the fuck up! And I go, sorry! And I did.
How close was he to you?
He was right in front of me.
He couldn't just turn around and...
yeah,
you know.
That's what I was saying. Thank you. Like, he never once... Because apparently I was being that loud the whole movie. He could have turned around and said, even a shh, I would have respected.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I am sorry. I was having a good time. So I apologize. In any way, I am a person who talks through movies, and I understand that's a fault. But
that is very... Yeah, that's not a good thing.
I know.
Actually.
But I spent a lot of money. I didn't think he could hear me. I didn't think I was being that loud. I'm sorry.
I spent a lot of money. I spent a lot of money so I could be a fucking dick in a movie theater.
I didn't mean to be, though, is the thing. And I was quiet the rest of the movie as much as I wanted to freak out at how good this movie was. Mitchell would turn to me and say something, and I'd be like, I'm not allowed to talk anymore.
Well, that's passive aggressive.
No, I didn't say it loud enough for the guy to hear me because he was
clearly... That'd be funny, though.
Steamed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to start crap. I felt bad. I'm just a timid little boy.
He was steamed and you were sauced, man. It's not a good combination.
Oh, yeah, unless you're making curry.
Do you steam curry?
I don't know. I just thought it sounded right and I wanted to respond.
No, it sounded rice.
Because
curry, you put it on... Yeah, fuck me.
Steph Curry eats rice sometimes, probably.
But, I mean, he's does sports. So is possibility.
Hoop ball.
You know? You got to carb up some for those big sports matches, you know?
Michael Phelps smoked 10,000 calories a day. Ate 10,000 calories a day.
Smoked! Ate 10,000 calories worth of smoked sausage a day.
He eats his greens.
Oh, he eats, he lives and breathes his greens. He is that serious about him.
Breathe in, breathe out.
What if when he got caught smoking dope, he was like, "Officer, I thought it was broccoli. I thought I was just getting some good vitamin B in me, man. I didn't know that would make me silly like that."
Oh man.
I don't know, so many people could be so disappointed in me just for eating my broccoli.
Yeah.
I didn't know I'd let down 14-year-old Chad Hoy.
It's just
because I smoked some dro. I didn't know that he would be disappointed in me. I actually was so disappointed in Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
When he smoked weed, and now I'm 25 almost, and I'm like, I mean, do what you do, man. Mm-hmm. People, live your life, buddy.
So yeah, I saw Valerian. I was drunk. I got told to shut the fuck up, and I did. But I couldn't recommend Valerian anymore because it was very, very fun. Excuse me, that just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like that New Jersey emoji boy watcher.
Huh? Oh, the Jagoff.
Tell us about your last
couple weeks, apparently, because you've been a busy boy.
Buddy, oh my God. I can... It has been, okay, it's been a blur, though. Like, I don't even remember some of it, just because I was drunk, though. But,
yeah.
No, that's not why. I'm just not sentimental or something. Like, I do not remember things super well, like events. I, like, have to take pictures. But I have, like, a photographic memory, so that's weird. But,
remember those books about the girl named Cam? Who had a photographic memory and she solved mysteries?
Cam Jansen, I do the click thing. That's,
yes!
Yeah.
Oh, I loved those books.
I used to do that when I was a kid, and then I was like, people are going to think I have autism.
Can't do that. You just walk around going, click. You blink real hard. Click.
I was such a self-aware fifth grader that I was like, my parents are going to think I have autism. I can't say click out loud. That'd be click. Bad.
I wish you could see me. I wish my camera was on because I'm doing the hardest blink I've ever done. Click. Your mouth. Oh, that was funny. Yeah. Oh, how cool is this field trip we're on? Click. Teacher's like, Chad, what the hell are you doing? Get back on the bus.
The dolphins were really cool, Mrs. Everhart. That's all. You know, I just thought, I just couldn't believe, actually in third grade, we did go on a trip to the Indianapolis Zoo. And that was the first time I think I'd ever been to Indianapolis.
Oh.
We don't have to talk about that though. There's way too much else to talk about.
Sorry.
Save that for rainy day.
Yeah. Save that third grade field trip when we don't have content.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, so I, oh boy, let me just do a linear. This is how I tell my best stories. So I leave to go to the airport. Listen, I had a terrible encounter with airlines on this trip. Actually, on the way there, on the way back, it was fine. I paid for one checked bag. It was easy. On the way to Los Angeles, I get fucking gouged by Frontier Airlines.
Oh, no.
Never fly. Okay, I did not know this. I was like, yeah, it's a cheap plane ticket. That's all I need. I was not thinking when I bought this plane ticket. Mm-hmm. I get gouged by Frontier, $120 at the gate, like to get in. And I was like, well, I guess I gotta fucking pay this because I have to go today. And if I bought a new flight or something, that'd be stupid. But you have to pick your seat. I was like, isn't the ticket a seat? And I had two seats to pick because I had a layover in Denver. So that was $29. And then a carry-on bag and a checked bag were both $45.
Oh
and I had two, and I had a carry-on and a check bag, so that was $90.
Oh, my.
So that sucked. Yeah.
And you're about to move.
Yeah, I know. Like, I was like, fuck me. But I've sold a lot of furniture, like, the past, like, 2 or 3 days, too. Oh, my. So we'll talk about that in a sec. But, yeah, so I go, I get to the airport 3 hours early because I was insanely nervous about flying because I don't do that a lot.
Sometimes I get nervous on airplanes.
And I legitimately, I think I need anxiety meds for at least for when I fly.
Yeah.
Because I, when we took off that first time, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I was like, I'm going to die in this plane.
I love flying.
Oh, my God. Okay, once you're, like, up in the air and everything, I'm just, like, I'm just in a big Airbus. I'm just in a bus. And whenever there's turbulence, I'm like, we're just hitting bumps on the road. That's all. Just some bumpies.
Just some geese flying in formation.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, like, that's how I have to tell myself so that I'm not, like, we're 40,000 feet in the air, and if we crash, everyone gets instant death forever. Like, it's the only – I can't think of it like that. Like, I do not – ugh, because there's like no getting out. Okay, we don't have to go into it. Okay, I just get really nervous on airplanes.
Clearly.
I get really nervous on airplanes, man. So I was freaking out. So I get there early, and then I can't even check in for an hour. So I fall asleep next to my bags waiting.
Yeah.
And then I wake up at 4:30, which is a half hour late to check in.
Uh-huh.
Because I slept for an hour and a half on accident. But yeah, so I check in, yada, yada, I get gouged. What? Get on the plane, get to, like, go to Denver, get on my layover. Everything's fine. I freaked out a little bit flying out of Denver, but it was, like, an hour and a half flight to L.A. from there, so it wasn't terrible. I was like, I'll just live. It'll be okay. And the way I think about it is I'm, like, thousands of planes go out, like, a week or whatever, and, like, yeah, they never crash. Everyone's like, it's the safest way to travel. And I'm like, yeah, well, the one time that a plane does crash, you're fucked, but... Well, you know, statistically, yeah.
I mean, it's like going on a cruise. I have more anxiety being on a cruise ship than in a plane.
Why?
Because it's longer and I have more time to think about it. And, like,
she said,
I have thalassophobia. So, best case scenario.
What is that?
Oh, that's being afraid of underwater or the open ocean.
Oh, I may have that.
Yeah.
Go on.
But, like, if you're on a cruise ship and it goes down like the gosh darn ding-dong Titanic, you're in a smaller raft with 40 other people in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, that would suck a little
bit.
How
is that better?
How did you like Life of Pi?
Oh, I love Life of Pi.
I know you do. That's why I asked, though, because they're on a fucking raft for, like, the whole movie.
I know. It gave me a lot of anxiety.
Ooh, boy.
Bananas don't float.
Shut up. Yes, they do. Bananas totally float.
I've never tried to float a banana.
You gotta watch that movie. Float a banana.
Try to float my nanner.
Muhammad Ali floated like a banana and stung like a butter knife.
A butter bean.
Stung like a butter boy. Butterball turkeys. Eat them up. Sponsored by the Dad Podcast.
Oh my God. Okay, so yeah. So
Colorado, you get to LA.
I finally get to LA. I'm there. I'm the first one there and I'm in the wedding. So I'm the first one there. It's a big city. yeah. It was not
a statement.
Was not aware. So the first thing I did, I get there, the bride and groom were already there. And they were like, they did everything themselves for the wedding to save money. So I got there at like 9 a.m. and then I Ubered over to the bride's house and like which is my friend Elijah. And then Eric, it was the groom. And Eric texted me and it's like, you want to help us set stuff up? And I was like, well, I'm not doing anything else. So I go over there. That was cool. Helped out all day. And then we went to this, me and my friend Luke, who lives in San Antone and who I'm going to see very soon and who listens to the podcast. And then his fiancée, Riley, who's a girl. We all stay.
All
just
your friends date unisex names.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, so I just want to clarify. Yeah.
What's that word? Androgynous?
Sure. I mean, either or. Androgynous.
Homogeneous?
No, not that one. Also, it's homogeneous.
Homogeneous. Homo sapien?
You're a homogeneous.
I'm so smart about gay stuff.
No, you're gay and really smart.
Oh, like Bill Nye.
Is he a gay?
No, I was just joking.
Oh, I didn't think so.
That's
okay,
how rumors get started.
Okay, so yeah, we stay in this hostel. We stay with some European folk. It was actually pretty cool.
Wait, really?
Yeah, so like we stay in the hostel on Venice Beach. It was like $60 for the night.
There are hostels in Los Angeles?
Yeah, some people were kind of surprised by that, but it was like, I don't know. They're really popular in Europe, so yeah. I don't know. There's a few, like the one we went to, and they had a bar like right under it, and it was like $5 drinks if you were staying at the hostel. So those were the cheapest drinks I found in LA also.
Yeah.
God, I did so much.
Tell us about the wedding. Was it beautiful? Yeah.
Dog. Oh my God. Okay, so Thursday was just like more setting stuff up, and like we kind of hung out on, that was the bachelor party.
Oh, so, shoot. There was, okay, yeah. The bachelor party was a part of this trip too.
Holy crap. Yeah, and there were 11 groomsmen, so there's 12 dudes. They're very popular people.
That's a lot of dudes.
Yeah, it is. And then plus like two of her brothers, so.
Oh my goodness.
14 dudes, plus his dad, so 15 guys.
Oh my goodness.
Plus his brother. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. His brothers were fighting. Yeah.
I'm like, I can't handle this.
It was just crazy. Like, so, I mean, the bachelor party really wasn't that crazy. We hung out on Venice Beach. We went to Muscle Beach because they're all like workout guys. Yeah.
Ate some
and
ass.
So, like, have you been to LA? You know Muscle Beach?
I've been, yes.
There's like this outdoor workout facility. I had literally never heard of it. I was like, what's Muscle Beach? And they're like, it's where Arnold Schwarzenegger used to work out. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. but you guys do that.
Wait, they were really excited about that?
Well, I mean, like a little, yeah, because they're like, you know, they're workout dudes. Like I said, they like that. A few of them.
There's a fandom and a culture for everything.
Yeah, no, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
They were excited about going to Muscle Beach.
Well, I mean, that's cool.
I mean, yeah, it was like a cool, and like there's a lot of like outdoor equipment, like, but it's just all these like ripped dudes just showing off, and I'm like, dude, wish I could do that, but I can't.
Dude, I'm totally jelly.
Yeah, pretty much. So we go to Muscle Beach. We go to the beach. It was the first time I've ever been in the Pacific Ocean. That was really cool. Very cold. It's cold water.
Really?
Yeah, that's why people like in the mornings, that's why like people wear wetsuits out in California mostly when they're like surfing, because if you're surfing in the morning when the waves are really big, then it's cold as hell.
Interesting.
Have you've been there, right?
Yeah, but I guess not when it's real cold.
The water was kind of cold. I mean, I don't know, it's weird, but we did that. The bachelor party wasn't anything insane. We just like went out to strip club. No, I'm just kidding. We went out. We went to dinner at this barbecue place. It was very good. And then we went and got like went to a cigar bar in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I paid $22 for a double of Admiral Nelson.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that's before tip. So I don't want to hear. That's as much as a fucking. It's more than a fifth of Admiral Nelson costs.
Yeah. So half of a fifth would cost like what? 40.
Oh, God. We're never going
to.
That joke's
can we
never
make
leaving.
Shirts that just like something to do with half of a fifth? We need that as a shirt. Let us know in the comments if you would buy that shirt.
That's like our. That's a classic DBC. DBC
that is
right there.
The classic DBC bit.
Yeah, so God. So no, it's not. We were just stupid and we were confused about how much.
It honestly wasn't even a bit.
Yeah, it was just we're dumb. We just couldn't do fractions math basically. It was like, I think there's a reciprocal somewhere. Yeah, so we go to Beverly Hills.
Always reciprocal oral sex, kids.
Reciprocate.
Yeah, no. I know. I got it.
Unless the per... never mind. Shh, 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 yeah, this can get into some bad territory.
Oh, kill me. Okay, yeah, so...
We didn't miss a single... we're still in the swing of things here at the Dad Podcast, everybody.
This is going to be a good episode, I think. There's too many details, man. We went to Beverly Hills. We did a lot of stuff. And then Friday was the rehearsal. We did a lot of stuff. You okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
A lot of dust stirred up this weekend.
I feel that. We did the rehearsal thing. There was a lot going on. Saturday was the wedding. Friday, we got a little too drunk the night before the wedding. We got drunk also at the bachelor party. Oh, my God. I forgot. How did I forget the bachelor party?
I don't know how you could forget it.
We came back. Oh, good. That's funny. We came back after the cigar bar. This is actually a very funny story. I almost forgot to say this.
Go on.
So we get back after the cigar bar. We're hanging out. There, you went to Iwu for a semester. You know how it gets kind of weird with dudes and like nudity.
Yeah.
Because it's a Christian school, so everyone's suppressed. So they're
they want to just show off their ding dong dangles to all of their dude dong dudes, friend.
This guy Scotty, he's a really cool guy. Actually, I never really like hung out with him at school because he was there for the first semester of my freshman year, and then he graduated. But he and Eric are good friends.
Older boy.
So he took control of the bachelor party once we got back, and he kind of like Nacho Libre'd it. Like he had a cape on, and he was in like a Speedo or like briefs.
Uh-huh.
And no shoes. And he, not that that matters, but he was like, he comes down, we put like all these things in a cup. We like wrote something down and it was like, whatever you pick out, you have to do it immediately.
Okay.
And then once you do it, you take a shot of Malort, and Malort is this Chicago liquor. It's called Wormwood Liquor.
Oh yeah.
It tastes like dick. It tastes terrible.
And you wouldn't know.
It's like, and it's like 35 proof. Okay, very funny.
Got him.
Only because, never mind. Only because Marilyn Manson did a lot in middle school. I'm joking. I never have. I've been chubby my whole life. You think I've ever sucked my own dick? Yeah, right.
I didn't know I had one until like I lost a little bit of weight.
True. So it's Malort. It's this liquor. It's a liqueur because it's like 35. It's like 70 proof, 35%.
Goodness.
You do something, you know, whatever someone wrote down, and then you have to take a shot of Malort.
Yeah.
Oh,
Malort.
So
that sounds.
Yeah, I was saying that all night.
Oh, nice. Oh, I love.
Yeah.
That.
I love you too. You're so cute. We're such best friends. Hey, I'm coming to your house in like 2 days, man.
Nice.
It's gonna happen unless that's not on anymore.
No, it is. I just won't be okay. Here, and no one else will, and you can't get in. I'm just kidding.
Wait,
what? I'll be here.
I was like, "Fuck you, man." Okay. We'll talk about that after the podcast. Yeah. So we do the Malort thing. A lot of crazy stuff happened. I wrote two things that were dumb. It was like fart immediately, and then like someone like picked it out, and then they had to make themselves fart.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, our friend Dan almost shit his pants, which was funny.
Classic.
And I pull one out that says, "Get butt ass naked and slide down the stair, like the railing, the stair railing."
My.
So, of course, I did it because Eric's one of my best friends.
Love this
and
image.
I couldn't bitch out like that. So
no, commit to the bit.
I got naked and I was like, "Do I have to take my shirt off?" And they're like, "Yeah." And I was like, "It's going to hurt." And they're like, "You have to. It says butt ass naked, buddy." And this was all in the span of like 10 seconds. So I take all my clothes off except for my shoes. And I...
So that's why he said even his shoes earlier.
Yeah, and I slide down this banister. I didn't think this through.
No.
I did not think this through. I put one leg over and slid down.
No.
Balls touching.
Yeah.
Instead of butt side.
Ow.
Because I'm a big guy, and if I fall over, it was like, okay, this place was awesome, but it was like this big circular staircase, and there's literally three floors, and there's a basement, and then there's a middle section where everyone was,
right.
And there's like a TV and stuff, and then there's upstairs where there's like more beds and things. So I did the hard route, and I slid down it, and I thought I ripped something. I thought I ripped my scrote. I really did.
Oh my goodness.
I was fine. Everything was fine. I did it. I committed to the bidded. And it worked out. But it was just terrible. And then I took two shots of Malort because I said, I deserve it. And then I drank a lot more and got really drunk. But this is where the bachelor party got weird.
This is where... After that?
Yeah, after that.
It gets weird after that? Chad Hoy sliding naked down the banister, and then it gets weird.
Listen, Dad, I know you listen to this podcast. I want you to skip the next 2 minutes. okay, no, really, it's not that bad. It was fun. So, So everything's kind of winding down. Everyone's getting a little drunk. Everyone already is drunk, but people are still drinking because it's a bachelor party. We're watching TV. Everyone's like playing music. They had like a Google, like a Chromecast. So people are playing music. And then Luke and my other friend John, not JL John, a different John.
And not JR?
They're Yeah, no, not JR.
John, our Friday the 13th boy.
No, he doesn't. He might know Eric. I don't know if he know.
Right.
No Johns you know. Okay, different okay. John.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Oh, God damn it. No.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay, yeah. So John and Luke are conspiring in the corner. And Luke's on his phone. All right, so I play Owl City Fireflies to be funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's
twice. Twice, oh my three gosh. Times.
Actually. Okay, then that's funny. So, in a row?
So I played it once. That's really funny. And then John's like, play the lyric video next. So I played a lyric video. And then he's like, play another lyric video. So I played another lyric video. But they were all different versions, but it was all the same song. So it was really funny.
That is funny.
And all this time, Luke and John are conspiring on the couch, like right next to me. And right after Fireflies ends for the third time, this YouTube video pops up on the screen and it says, hot guys kissing.
Oh my God.
But it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. So nothing too weird can happen, right?
Right. Well, yeah.
Well, other than guys kissing, which happened. But so it's like obviously the beginning of a gay porn. Like it's like this guy walks in. He's in like baggy scrubs because like they obviously bought these from a Goodwill.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's really, you know, corny or porny, should I say. But he's like he walks out like and he's like, oh, I heard you're hurt or whatever. And then like he's like dude giving him a checkup and then like they skip 30 seconds and they're just making out and everyone's like, oh God, please turn this off. And so you know me, I like to push boundaries every now and again. So I get on YouTube and I search gay porn on YouTube. So there's not real there's no bitch showing, okay?
Right.
And then this video pulls up. I click the first video and it starts playing. Everyone's like, "Oh, thank God the hot guy's kissing is over." But then video pops up and it says gay porn and that's the name of the video. It's gay porn. And it's a gay porn, but there's no, you know, like there's nothing showing. And then someone like skipped forward and it was a guy. It was the guy. He was like kissing down the other guy's chest to go lower. And then we cut it off. And Because I was like, all right, this is too much. This is too much. And one of the bride's brothers who was there, they're both like older guys. They went to Christian schools. They're like, their family's very Christian. He went upstairs when that video started playing. And then someone's like, hey, you need to go talk to him because I don't think he appreciated that. And I was like, I didn't even appreciate it. I'm just drunk and I thought it'd be funny, but I'll go up and talk to him. So I go up and talk to him. And it was I hope we don't alienate any of our audience right now. But I was like, I talked to him and I'm like, hey.
Sorry about the gay porn.
No, yes. Don't cut me off. This is my punchline.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I wake up and I say, hey, sorry I searched gay porn. That was probably over the line. And he goes, because they're very Christian, he was like, is that not like a theological issue for you? And I was like, no, but we don't have to get into it. And then I was like, well, but I'm sorry about the gay porn. I crossed the line. And then I went downstairs and drank more rum. So that's pretty much how that went. So that was a bachelor party. Wedding was beautiful. It was like in this really nice area. Got very drunk at the reception. Uh-huh. One quick anecdote while there's a little bit of time, we got to do band of porno and stuff like that. But, so we get to the wedding. So there's the wedding. There's like an hour and a half or 2 hours in between the wedding. The wedding was at 11 a.m. So it was early. And then the wedding reception started at like 4. So the wedding got over at like 1:30 or 2 after we had taken pictures.
Right.
We went and got some tacos in between. And then I went with two guys who I didn't really hang out with in school. But they both went to IWU. Scotty, who I talked about earlier. And then Dan, who almost pooped his pants when he had a fart. and they're both like older guys. They're both like 2 or 3 years older than me. So
okay.
That was fun. But we go to get a keg for the wedding reception. Excuse me. And
bless you.
Thank you. And we get this keg. There's a little bit of a language barrier. The lady didn't speak really good, like great English. And we're like, do we need a tap? We don't really know if we need a tap. So we just got a tap because there's a $10 deposit. We take the keg there. The bartender didn't know how to tap a keg.
Oh.
And he asked me to tap the keg. Okay. And it's outside, by the way, so it's not as big of a deal as it's going to sound. But we're outside. He's like, could you tap the keg for me? That'd actually be awesome. And I was like, and I'm thinking, aren't you the fucking bartender? Like, or, I was like, maybe he's just helping the other bartender. Maybe he's not a bartender. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, sure. I went to college. I could tap a keg. I tap the keg and the hose didn't have a stopper on it.
Oh no.
So it was just shooting the end of it.
Oh.
Yeah. And we're like, oh my God. Yeah. So we somehow, massive oversight, didn't see that there wasn't a stopper on the end of the hose when we got the cake tap. Yeah, so we had to send two wives of groomsmen to go get another one. But in the meantime, I took off the tap, and the guy's like, why'd you take off the tap? And I was like, did you see it? It was like a fucking fire hose, man. And he's like, no, I actually didn't. And so he's like, well, tap it again and let me see how the pour would be. And I was like, it's a pressurized keg of beer. It's gonna shoot out like a hose, like a fast hose. So he's like, so what would I do? Would I just kink it? And I'm like, you know what? I'll just show you. And so we tap the keg. I tap the keg for him again, and he goes to pour it, and it just shoots into this cup, and it like. It fills the cup really fast, and he's like, oh, there's going to be way too much head on that, isn't there? And I was like,
gosh.
Yeah.
Who was this his first day?
Who are you?
As an apprentice barman?
I was blown away at how can you be that bad? This bad at being a bartender? How do you not understand One, you don't have to have cake. Two, you don't understand that if there's no stopper on the end, then it's going to squirt out like a something. I've already said fire hose three times, but that's the like only way geyser. I can describe it. But yeah. Yeah, so that was really fun. And then the wedding was over, the wedding reception. I got really trashed. I danced with a lesbian away. Couple.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, I see you, Chad. And I was drunk, and I was like, they're lesbians. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's
Isn't that a theological issue with you?
That's funny. Yeah, so I had a really good time. And then I was there for 2 days alone, pretty much, because
I stayed in LA till Tuesday.
Yeah, I stayed in LA till Tuesday. Everyone flew out on Sunday night. So, wow. Yeah, me and my friend Zach stayed in that same hostel on different Zach, not the Zach I live with. We stayed in that same hostel because we were like scrapping to find a hotel room on Sunday night because something happened with his flight, so he couldn't like get on, so he had to fly out Monday. He flew out super early Monday. I was alone all day Monday. I went and saw China in Culver City and had a good time, good lunch. We had some barbecue as well. It was really good.
Yum.
That city's so big. I didn't know what to do, so I just Ubered to Culver City early and like found this hole in the wall bar and just drank.
Nice.
Before I went to like see China. So that was fun. Yeah, and then I went back to Venice and kind of hung out. I got dinner with Eric and Elijah and Eric's family, even though they were on their honeymoon. He asked me if I could get dinner, and I was like, yeah, sure. So yeah. I did that with them, and it was way less stressful. It was really nice because everything was over. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically it was good. And then I went and hung out with my friend Matt in Pasadena. And then he drove me like around a lot of California.
Do I know that, Matt?
A lot of Southern California. Ferguson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound. Yeah. He does sound stuff and he's really good at it.
Cool dude.
But yeah. So I hung out with him, stayed the night over there, had some beers. And then we went to Malibu, hung out. And then he took me to the airport and we drank a little bit before. And then I flew home and got here at 6 a.m.
Nice.
And started packing. God.
Yeah, because you're moving. You're a boy who's going
to
move.
Yeah, I have 2 weeks worth of shit to talk about. God, it's fine. Basically, I've been packing a lot, and I have like been selling all my belongings, and I just packed my car up before we started podcasting.
Yeah.
It is very full. It's very full. So that's going to be fun.
All right.
Man, geez. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
That was so long. Kidding.
No, that's fine, man.
Sorry, but there's so much.
Yeah, woo. We've been gone for a while, everybody, so
deal with it.
Guys, we're going to take a quick break and play a promo for one of our other boys and or girl. I don't know which promo I'm playing yet on the Podratic Equation.
Here at Stuffed Up University, students are exposed to only the finest art, literature, and music. But this summer, there's a new group on campus.
It smells like paint in here.
The Rogue Riffers. They just don't seem to have the same respect for film.
Oh, God, that movie broke me.
You're like Night of the Demons. You can eat it.
Other cultures.
I'm sort of a vampire.
Okay, so like your wife is a vampire and she wants you to convert to vampirism and you're not sure, so you know, you're doing the classes. You know, you don't know if you're going to do the confirmation.
I don't want to have an adult bat mitzvah.
Music.
The name of the band is Reggie B. and the Jizz Whalin' Ya Doggies. The 1996 album Fool's Paradise features tracks like She Does It Real Good, Oh No Not Again, Did It Feel All Right, and Have You Seen It?
Well, that's, you know.
I feel like that is the concept album that describes a sex act gone terribly wrong.
Sorry, I was jizz whaling so hard that it flew out the window.
Or even each other.
Hey, you turds done.
I don't know.
Find them in theaters or in your earphones this summer. You can also go to roguriffers.wordpress.com or search SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Rogue Riffers are an integral part of the Podratic equation.
And we're back. I'm real good sorry ad. We have not been we haven't played the ads the way we were supposed to for a while.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's RBE boys. Sorry.
Sorry.
Since we don't have hate mail, this will be probably the last part of our show, so buckle in. I want you to get yourself a pad and a pencil. And I want you to get ready for band or porno. Ready. It's been 2 weeks. Do you think you're going to do anywhere decent?
I don't know. I'm a little bit out of the game.
All right. We're going to find out. I love the confidence. All right, everybody. For those of you new to this segment, and if you are new to the show and listen to that entire story, you seek help. With this game, I have a list of 15 real band titles or porno titles, band names or porno titles, and Chad has to differentiate between the two. There are 15 of them, and he has to get, try to do his best. Last week he got 8, and this week he's going to try to do better. Bad. Yeah. Starting with
15.
You're going to get 15? Oh my gosh, he's calling a shot, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I won't, but I'm going to try.
He's taking it back. Lipstick Sandwich.
Porno?
Nah, that one's a band.
That's a band. All right, well, yep. Yep.
A swing and a miss.
There we go.
Anal Getaway.
Porno.
That one's also a band.
A tricky one, huh?
Keeping up with the theme of anal. Geranimo.
That has to be a porno.
That one is a porno.
Thank God.
But honestly, that should be said Geranimo, but... that one sucks.
Yeah.
But you got it. Ancient Chinese Penis.
Band.
That's a band.
Nice.
You know how you manscape an ancient Chinese penis? Wax on, wax off.
Did you think of that earlier? Or
no,
is that right there?
That just happened.
That's so good.
Thank you.
That's really, yeah, that's good.
Thank you. The Splendor of Hell.
Wow. porno?
That is a porno.
Huh. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't expect that.
The map says we're fucked.
Porno.
That one's a band.
Yeah.
Baby girl.
Porno.
That one's a porno. No. Gross. I hate it. I hated Gross. Saying it. I hated saying it.
Wait. We say baby girl, though. And baby boy. So now I feel weird.
I know, me too.
Baby boy is a regular movie.
Oh, yeah. So is
Starring
Big
Tyrese.
Daddy. Tyrese.
Big Daddy.
This next one goes out to all of my friends in Nashville. Nashville Pussy.
band?
That's a band.
Good.
Ooh, Big Black Nun.
Band.
That's a band. Why Things Burn.
Porno.
Yeah, that's a porno.
Nice.
That's disgusting. Spoiler alert, yeah, it's an STD.
Oh.
Not now, I'm naked.
Porno.
That's a band.
Why? Who the fuck names their band that?
You don't know NNIN?
No, I know NIN.
NIN, yeah, Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails.
Baby. Nine Inch Nails kind of... Ovarian Trolley. That's my favorite Mr.
Excuse
Rogers
me?
Character.
Ovarian Trolley?
Ovarian Trolley. You know when that music
that
comes
was...
on and then Mr. Rogers is like, hey, it's the Ovarian Trolley coming through.
Wasn't that like one of the options, like, you know, like they have the chocolate frogs and they have the birdie bots and the flavored beans. Didn't they have the ovarian trolleys too? Wasn't that one of those Harry Potter?
streets. That first movie when Ron sits down, he's like, I got chocolate frogs, what'd you get? An Ovarian trolley, Ronald.
Pumpkin pasties. Pumpkin pasties. Anyway, Ovarian trolley. I'm going to go band.
It's a band.
Goodness. Nice.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, porno.
That is a porno, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I just dipped into my Gru impression on accident. Lethal girls. Girls.
Baby girls.
The girls. Oh.
Gross, because,
Despicable
yeah,
me.
What?
Despicable me.
Wait, that's one of the...
No,
I'm what's
sorry.
Happening right
I was just riffing. That's not on my list.
Oh. Oh, okay. I was like, oh, that was a fast one. They came out with that quick.
Yeah. Oh, man. And all the minions are just having an orgy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It'd be like furries, but they're wearing minion costumes.
Oh, no. And there's a lot of, like, bananas everywhere.
Wouldn't hate it, man. Just saying.
There are two left, and you've missed four.
Ooh.
The Black Jewish Homosexual Experience.
Band.
That's a band.
Yeah, no way that's porno.
Blue Willy, but it's B-L-E-W.
Band.
It's a band! You got 11 out of 15 this week, Chad. Welcome back.
Whew! I regret it immensely.
Guys, that's how we play band or porno on this show. Thank you so much for continuing to like that segment, because I do too. I would love a sponsor for that show. Hey everybody, yeah. I think that's gotta be it for this week. We're back. We don't have hate mail to end on, and we're a little upset about it, so we're going to calmly...
You know whose fault it is?
Whose fault is it? Tell them.
Whose fault is it? It's your guys' fault.
It's all your fault.
That's not on us. Not on us!
Collectively, the fan base's fault. And we're calling you out.
Yeah, you failed us. You faulted us.
That's Taylor. Mal. John.
John.
Yeah. Jordan.
Guy Zach who always tweets us. Craig. Always tweets us about hate mail but never sends it.
Yeah. Oh, I also need to give a shout out to someone who I know now listens but also hasn't sent us hate mail. Roop. I'm looking at you, Roop.
Roop.
You don't know him. Roopenthal.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to find you, Roop.
Cool.
I miss you, Roop. Actually, I miss you a lot, man. We got to come back to Nashville.
Braden
doesn't
you say dick. Anything. You said you were going to support your friends.
You're about as supportive as a old stretchy bra.
You're about as supportive as a bad jock strap. The kind that didn't have any cheeks, but it went... But they had the butt cheek straps. You're that kind of supportive.
Those assless chaps?
Not very.
You thinking about?
No, it's a jock strap.
Did you wear assless chaps to football practice?
No, you wear a cup, and then you wear some, and then you wear your jimmies over it.
I was afraid of cups.
Why? They protect your testicles.
I know, but you have to put your boys in there.
Actually, I sleep with a CPAP, and it looks a lot like a cup. But it's for your face.
You're using it wrong. Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe it's a D-pap.
A.
No, D.
Oh.
You get...
I caught up.
That took a while.
Guys, so we don't have to keep calling you out. Rube, you can send us hate mail to hoyweave@gmail.com. That's H-O-Y as in, why haven't you sent us any gosh darn ding dong hate mail? W-E-A-V-E as in, didn't see any hate mail this week.
Listen, I'm going to stop giving out my social media. I don't want you guys to follow me anymore.
Suspicious.
Sick of you bastards. No, I'm sick of you people not sending us hate mail. You don't get my personal... You don't get to follow me on social media if you can't send an email. You can't send an email to us. My throat is very... I have a cold.
You sound like Emperor Palpatine. Oh, jeez.
Sorry about that.
Don't you hate when you buy orange juice and it's like 100% Palpatine?
It's a lot of Palpatine.
I'm pretending you didn't say that. Yeah, so you can find me on social media, Chad Hoy, C-H-A-D-H-O-Y, and that's Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. You can even find me on Tinder, ladies. you just gotta search for a while. Put that age to 24-25 bracket and swipe to the right.
I started this on Twitter, but I want you, yes you, to write my next Tinder bio. This is not a joke. I want you to send us emails with little things that I can include in my bio, and I'll pick the best ones, and I'll put them in my bio, and we'll see what happens with it. So far I have, I'm a Leal Sloppy Slob Boy, and my dad invented Pokemon.
That's
a good start.
Those are two half truths. What happened to lady friend?
Nothing.
Oh, you're just still on Tinder?
This is a social experiment. I don't use it, but now I would like to for the social experiment.
Guys, you can also find Chad Hoy's EP on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, Rhapsody, Napster, I'm assuming. All of those good things, so go listen to it.
Shit. Yeah, I completely forgot to even talk about it. It came out. People like it, I think. I mean, they've told me they like it. Maybe they're all fucking liars. I don't know. But it's been really good reception. It's been really encouraging because I put it out and like I had listened to it a lot before it went out, and I was listening to it and I was like, this is shit.
What?
Like, you know, it's like you like hear, I mean, like, you know, like you hear your own. I don't know. I think it's just because I made it, and I'm like, I could do. I got better music now. That's not out. So it's like, to me, I think it's better music now that's not out. So it's kind of.
Yeah, that's how it always works.
Yeah. And that's what every musician that I've talked to has said, like, yeah, that sounds about right. So yeah,
that's exactly where I'm at right now, man. Like, I'm planning on, hey, mark your calendars. I'm planning on putting one out next March.
Next March. Okay. I thought you were going to say like a suit. Wait, it's August.
I know.
That's 7 months. Okay. That's a while. Seven months.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, and one of my songs just passed 2,000 plays on Spotify, but none of the rest have passed 1,000 yet. So what's going on?
I know what song that is.
Yeah,
it's the one. It's the acoustic of your the one
of the.
The hell's it called?
Yeah, version. Hands down.
Yeah.
I want to get the other ones past 1,000.
Me too. My music's been out for like less than a week, so you know, whatever. A little bit. If you like me, even if you don't like me, give it a listen. And just let me know how bad it sucks. Also, listen to Cam's music if you have it, because it's also good. So, we both write good music, and damn it, if we're not gonna be famous in the next 5 to 7 years, then I don't know. I don't know where we're headed. Cause that's the only option I see for me and for Cam. We're gonna be famous best friends. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Like
those two guys, the Coreys, Corey Feldman, Corey Hine.
Like Jake Paul and
I don't remember
that one British blonde guy from the video.
Shut up. We're never comparing ourselves to Jake or Logan Paul ever.
Yeah,
like Zach and Cody.
Hey, they were twin brothers though. Well, oh my gosh! Skype thinks we're gay.
Oh, we did. Yeah. In case anybody missed that,
go to our Twitter and find that thread.
It was so funny. Was it after we recorded our last episode?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
Right? Yeah. Skype tweeted at me because I tweeted and said that me and Cam said I love you at the same time before we hung up, which we did,
it was really cute. It was adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. But then Skype tweets at us and says, goals, how long have you been dating? And I was like, you guys. We're not. That's okay. If we were, it's fine. We're just not into that. So sponsor band or porno for us, Skype. You have to now.
You know what? For real though, every episode is brought to you by Skype.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, they don't pay us to use the Skype. We just use it.
Yeah, and we don't pay to use it. So,
fair enough.
Guys, that's been this week's episode. We're sorry that we missed a week, but gosh darn, ding dong, dang it, this is a good one. And you're freaking welcome. Send us some hate mail, Chad. What should they do this week?
this is what I want you guys to do this week. I want you guys to go. I want you to find your nearest body of water. Okay. And then I want you to pick out some seaweed and find some fish. And I want you to make some homemade sushi. This is good. So yeah, just make some, just pull out some seaweed, wrap that fish in it, get a little bit, find some rice. Can you make rice? You grow rice. I'm a stupid idiot. Grow some rice, make a little rice ball, and then put the fish on top of there, and then wrap it in the little seaweed kelp, little kelpy seaweed, and you got yourself some sushi. So sushi. Yeah, so shishigi ball. Yeah, so do that this week, guys. Thanks for listening. This has been your boy, Chad Hoy.
I'm Cameron Weaver. Congrats on getting engaged, Audrey. Bye.
Oh, shit. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Oh.